Hey, I recently read Simon Sinek's book, Start With Why, and it got me thinking, why do I do what I do? Why did I become a teacher? And why did I become a school-based administrator? And you know what? That's what I'm talking about today. I'm going to ask you why you do what you do. So what would your answer be?
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
I recently read Simon Sinek's work, Start With Why, How Great Leaders Inspire Everyone to Take Action. Early in the book, he says, and by the way, this is on page 39, why very few people or companies can clearly articulate why they do what they do. He continues, when I say why, I don't mean to make money. That's a result. But why, I mean, what is your purpose, cause, or belief? Why does your company exist? Why do you get out of bed every morning? And why should anyone care? Wow, when I read these words, this really kind of set my brain on fire because, you know, it's good for us once in a while to reflect on why we do what we do. Why do we put in so many hours? Why is it that some of us will risk our marriages and some of us will risk losing friendships so that you can pursue to do better as a classroom teacher, as a school administrator? Well, why? You know, it's funny. He goes on. He notes that we say what we do sometimes how we do it, but we rarely say why we do it. And so let's go back to this area. Here's my point. Before you return to school, whether you are out for summer or weekend or you're just going back tomorrow morning, have you any time recently reflected on why you do what you do? If you're a teacher, why do you teach? Remember, we're not talking about, you know, to make money or to have your income. I mean, that's part of it. That's you get paid for doing what you do. And I know we could get into discussions about whether it's, you know, worth it or not. That's not the point. But what I'm asking you to do is, do you think about why, or at least why you became a teacher? Because sometimes I think we forget about this. We lose our way. We stop remembering that idealism that we had about why we chose this field. You know, if you're a building or system level administrator, the same question to you. Why did you do this? Why did you make that jump? And hopefully it's not because you were just looking to get more money. And hopefully it wasn't to just so that you could get out of the classroom. Well, you know, I think that if we can't answer this question, we need to stop, take a deep breath, and truly think about our answer. We've got to be able to write it down or at least verbalize it. You know, sit with somebody facing you and be able to tell them. Otherwise, it may simply be a job where we have income coming in. Now, that's a scary thing because I really believe that teaching and working with kids is a calling. You know, after all, if that is all working with kids is to you, is about making money, maybe you have lost your way. Some of the best teachers I have ever worked with would respond this way. So, tell me why you do what you do. And they would say things like this. Well, to help kids learn. Or to help kids develop a focus on the future. Or maybe something like, to help kids learn how to use their minds well. Or how about, to help kids become deeper, more critical thinkers. Or maybe, to help kids achieve their dreams. Teachers and administrators who struggle often can't answer this question. You know, early on in my path, my journey to becoming an administrator, I had an internship with a summer school principal. And in that school system, the principals for summer school were assistant principals during the regular school year. His answer about why he became an administrator was this. I'll never forget it. This is a long time ago. I'm working on my 30th year. This is my 30th year in public education. And this was a long time ago. And I'll never forget, because there were a couple of us who were interns for him that summer. And we were, you know, we wanted to be administrators. That was going to be our next step. And his answer to why was because he no longer had lots of homework. Huh? Oh my gosh, that's so sad. I mean, because that was his whole point. He said, I no longer have to grade papers. I no longer, you know, really do all this stuff outside of school. I can leave it all at work when I go. Wow. You know, after having been an assistant principal and then principal, I don't think I ever really had a time when I didn't have homework and could really just leave it all at the school building. You know, this is so sad. He should not have been assigned to have interns, that's for sure. You know, he may have known what he was doing, but he sure was not the type that was going to inspire you to keep those long hours to be able to do the things that nobody told you you're going to have to do as an administrator or as a teacher. He was not the person to make you want to do it. You know, the only reason why you do it is so you don't have as much homework. And like I said, I had a lot of homework. It didn't go away. And so it just tells me that, you know, his world was a lot different. You know, so as we think about this, ask yourself, why did I become an administrator? Why did I become a teacher? If you find yourself responding with anything other than something about helping kids or working with kids, maybe you really need to revisit your purpose, because you probably have lost your way. And I think that bears repeating. You probably have lost your way if anything you answer to this is anything besides enjoying working with kids or helping kids. You know, I became a teacher because I wanted to show kids that history was exciting. Oh my gosh, there's so many cool things about history, whether it's world or US, it's just cool stuff. And it can become so engaging. It can become just something that you want to know more and more about. I know some of you right now are rolling your eyes going, yeah, history? Is he talking about the same subject I know and dread? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Sam, I am. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's so intriguing. And it's sad because we tend to repeat the mistakes of the past because people so often do not know what went on in the past. They come up with new ideas about the past, but they don't know the past, so therefore they create their own versions of it. It's called revisionism. You know, it's sad because we can learn from it, and it's so exciting. And unfortunately, my high school history teachers lacked that gene that gave them the skills to create engaging lessons and activities. As I went about, you know, becoming a teacher, I realized that there was more to making content exciting, though. You know, it's funny because in the beginning, it was all about making it exciting and making kids want to know more. And then the more I worked with kids, I realized, there are more challenges there than that. Because you have some kids who want to know more, who need to know more, who just can't get enough of it. And they do pretty well in the study skills and so forth. And you help them, you figure out how to help them. And then you got kids who are struggling with vocabulary from a very basic level. Or they're not readers, or they don't get engaged in just about anything because maybe they have something else going on. And then you got everybody in between. You know, what I discovered is that as I started working more with kids, it became that as opposed to content, it had more to do with helping kids learn how to learn how to use their minds well, encourage them to focus on the future and start a focus on achieving their dreams. It became helping them overcome their many barriers and challenges. As I realized this, I focused more on becoming a principal because I saw the opportunity to make an impact on the bigger picture, the whole school, not just the classroom. To help kids achieve their dreams by focusing the whole school on what really mattered. To help the kids get beyond those barriers and challenges. So now I ask you, I've articulated to you why I became a teacher, why I became an administrator. And by the way, in the position I am in now, I love what I do because I get an opportunity to help in an even bigger picture. I get to work with school systems and help them figure out how to help their kids achieve their dreams. So I'm going to ask you, why do you teach? Or why are you a school administrator? It's important to be able to articulate it. It may help you get out. It may help you get out of bed and focus on what matters tomorrow when you know you're going to have a tough day. Knowing your why may be what helps you get beyond your complaints, your temper, your anger, your frustration, you know, as you find a way to give yourself an attitude adjustment and move forward. By the way, I strongly encourage you, if you've not ever heard Simon Sinek speak on this topic of why, I encourage you to look him up on YouTube. You can find different versions of it there. But I also encourage you to pick up his book, Start With Why. Great read. So, what is your why? And once you articulate this, can you help it help you prepare for this next school year, this next month, this next week, or even just the day? Food for thought. Thanks for listening. Take care now.
We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes.
Teaching Learning Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators.